We're back on with Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund, continuing to talk about Lake Ogibbeck ice fishing. And I appreciate some of your time again today.
Sure, no problem.
We talked about the perch. Those big perch are being caught in the deeper water, 22 up to 28 feet of water. Wigglers, waxworms, it sounded like. Now I want to talk about those crappie in those really deep parts of the lake. Remind folks how deep it does get in Lake Ogibbeck, and then talk about where the crappie are in there.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a nice deep trench right down off East Bull Landing that's 35 feet deep, and it kind of runs about a half mile, and the crappie seem to be in that area. There's some deep holes along the east shore, a few holes along the west shore that hold crappies, but they like to bite early in the morning, crappie minnows or wigglers, and you got about a two-hour window to catch them, and then they kind of shut down. But they're rewarding. We've got them up to 17 inches out here. They're really nice fish.
Slab crappie there. And when you talk about fishing for them in these deep holes, they're not always right on the bottom, though. I hear about a lot of people catching them suspended.
Yeah, that's correct. I've caught them as high as 15 feet off the bottom in the past. And 10 feet is usually the magical number off the bottom you want to look for. 10 feet is my choice. That's where I set my bait.
Good starting point. And obviously, if you got electronics, you can kind of see them in there, too.
So. Sure.
Not a lot of people fish walleye, but one of the other things I wanted to talk about is pike fishing. You have huge pike in Lake Ogibbeck, and it doesn't seem like anybody targets them very often anyway.
Yeah, nobody. Years ago, people used to spear them in the bay, and they used to set up for pike. I've mounted fish in the 20-pound range out here, but you don't see people targeting them with big shiners or chubs or anything. They just kind of go after walleyes and perch.
All right, let's spend the time we have left here talking about the Walleye Lodge Ice Fishing Tournament this weekend. Walleye Lodge is in Berglund as well, right, on the north end?
Yeah, he's my neighbor to the east. He's got a place on Lake Ogibbeck with a big motel, and he's building a supper club, I guess. So, yeah, he's going to be giving away $2,500 in prizes. It's going to be a fun event. He's had it for a couple of years. The first prize is $750 for the biggest walleye. The biggest perch is $500. Biggest northern is $250. So there's some nice prizes involved. $500 for the second walleye, $200 for the third. So it's definitely worth getting in, and it's going to be a nice weather this weekend, so I'd suggest to come on out and have some fun.
Awesome, and you'll have plenty of bait for people to buy from you?
Yeah, he designated me for the bait this year, so I just stocked up quite a bit of suckers, shiners, and a lot of wigglers, waxies, and stuff like that, fatheads. So we'll be equipped with bait for everybody.
Excellent. I really appreciate it, Gus, and we'll be checking in with you, see how that tournament went next week, and get another ice fishing report. I'm really tentative to hear about what's going to happen with this warm weather pattern. I can't even imagine the slush. You guys, just it can be a monster on that lake with slush when it gets warm.
Well, that's what protects our big girls out there in the deep water, is that slush, because everybody can't get at them, Adam, so that's kind of a good thing.
How bad do you want it, right?
That's right. That's right.
Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund, thank you so much for your time today, giving us a great ice fishing report for Lake Ogibbeck.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
This is The Outdoor Show.